we explore the VA's Strength at Home program on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. For veterans living with PTSD, this program helps to improve home life and prevent partner violence. Psychologist Casey Taft of the Boston VA Medical Center created the program, telling NPR in 2016.
When one is exposed to war zone trauma and combat trauma, they are going to be more likely to assume the worst in situations and assume that other people are trying to do harm to them. And they will respond to that with, are more likely to respond to that with aggression.
Join in on these feelings, 800-642-1234. James Groovy Cocroft is Assistant Director of UW-Milwaukee's Military and Veterans Resource Center, retired Navy veteran, completed the Strength at Home program last year. Groovy, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Good morning. We also have Andrea Knowlton with us, the Strength at Home program coordinator for the Milwaukee VA Medical Center. Andrea, welcome to you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Well, I want to start, before we get to this program, to address anger and aggression among members of the military. And I wonder, Andrea, is that subject controversial in armed services? Is it getting the attention and focus it deserves, or do you find that it's downplayed as an issue in military circles?
I think it is starting to become more prevalent. We're bringing more services into the VA and addressing intimate partner violence. I think that veteran-centric factors such as PTSD and military family stress, substance use, traumatic brain injuries, moral distress, they can all play a role, but are not causal in the higher instances of IPV, intimate partner violence.
Groovy, what do you make of that? Do you think that a military intimate partner violence, domestic violence, is somewhat of a taboo subject?
It is, because people tend to not want to be able to have, like, they don't want to show a sign of weakness in a sense, right? So it's kind of like where they don't want to discuss it, but it happens though, you know. And I was able to get into Strength at Home, so it kind of made me realize what I was going through, and it helped me out a lot.
I want to get to what that was when you entered the program. But first, I'm wondering, Andrea, from what I understand, there isn't really an accurate estimate of the prevalence of intimate partner violence in the military, because there's not a really formal survey like there is for sexual assault and harassment. Do you think the military understands the scope of this problem?
So according to the National Coalition Against Domestic Violence, in the general population, 1 in 3 women and 1 in 4 men have experienced some sort of intimate partner violence. The National Center for PTSD has done research, and they state that for the veteran population, the number could be twice as high. So they are working at getting those statistics.
Groovy, could you take us into the moment when you decided to do this program? What was going on with you?
Yeah, back in May 3rd of 2020, I had an incident with my family that kind of put me in a bad situation where I was not at my best. And with that being said, I reached out to Andrea to see if I can get into the program, because I needed to make a change in my life. And the change is not only for myself, but it's for my family. But ultimately, it was for myself, because I couldn't go on living the way that I was living as far as being aggressive. So, that's what happened. Sorry.
No, that's okay. And I appreciate you opening up as much as you are about this. What was it like to go to these sessions? Can you kind of take us into a session that you went in, that you did?
I spoke to Aunt Andrea about it, she was very kind and understood the things that I was going through. So she, talking to her, it made it easy for me to decide to go. And I was scared. I didn't know what to think. I read up on it previously, and I talked to Andrea about it as well. But just opening up and having that vulnerability was kind of scary, and not knowing what the outcomes would be. So it just kind of, to me, it was a no-brainer because I wanted to be able to change my behaviors and my outcomes or my aggression. So with that, I decided to go because I just felt that it can be beneficial for me and my family and other people as well, to show people that you can still be vulnerable and then still get the help that you need.
Has it made a difference in your life?
180 wow. compared to what I used to be. 2 years ago, I was aggressive in a lot of my interactions with people, not only with my family, but other people as well. And so it has made me really sit back and think about not only myself and how I should conduct myself, but also how I should approach people and how they might feel. And so I can actually kind of can show some empathy towards those other folks as well. And it made me just really realize that you know, what I was doing wasn't right.
I'm going to reintroduce you here for a moment, talking with Groovy Cocroft, Assistant Director at UW-Milwaukee's Military and Veterans Resource Center, 20-year Navy veteran, as we talk about coping with anger and irritability as a military veteran. Andrea Knowlton with us, Strength at Home Program Coordinator for the Milwaukee VA Medical Center. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Andrea, as you hear how Groovy approached the Strength at Home program, how do veterans come to you? In what types of situations, and how do they come to enroll?
They come to me in a variety of ways. So they can be referred to me from a provider. They can call me because they heard about the program from the vet center. They could be court ordered. They could just be looking for some help with wanting to learn how to communicate in their relationships.
And then walk us through those 12 weeks. What does it entail?
I just want to back up a second to something that Veteran Cocroft had said is, you know, it's really important for me in creating this program that's recently been developed with the VA is that the Intimate Partner Violence Assistance Program uses a trauma-informed care approach. And so this way we ensure responses are based on the understanding and recognition, the physical, psychological, and emotional effects of trauma, and then as well as encouragement of safety, healing, and empowerment. So we want to have that inviting atmosphere for someone who's coming in, because this is really a hard thing to talk about. And so, yes, there's 12 weeks. It's 2 hours every week. It is you start together, you end together. So it's a closed group, meaning that everyone starts and ends together. And there's usually about 4 or 5, could be up to 7 veterans in the group. And so they are able to build those relationships and really help each other as they go through the group. And we just guide them with the skills that we're providing.
What about family members? What about those partners who are also going through this aggression at home and seeing this in their veteran? How do you reach out to them?
So that's a great question. Part of Strength at Home was developed to also provide education, resources, safety planning to those who've experienced violence. So when someone enters the Strength at Home program, we ask if they're able to sign a release so that we can not disclose any information about their treatment, but simply say that this veteran's enrolled in the program and we'd like to touch base with you and make sure that you're safe. And that you know what resources are in the community. So it's really important to connect to both sides.
We're discussing veterans programs that aim to improve relationships, prevent partner violence under the Strength at Home program umbrella. We have Andrea Knowlton there, Strength at Home program coordinator at the Milwaukee VA Medical Center. And Groovy Cocroft is with us, UW-Milwaukee's Military and Veterans Resource Center, has been through the program. Join in on anger, on preventing partner violence, on PTSD, what you've been through, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're learning about a program to prevent partner violence and give support to veterans who have PTSD. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The intervention is called Strength at Home, and it seeks to help veterans who struggle with conflict in relationships, providing a safe space for veterans to open up about losing control or hurting a loved one. Join in on holding trauma and the effect it has on your relationships. 800-642-1234. We have Groovy Cocroft, who's Assistant Director of UW-Milwaukee's Military and Veterans Resource Center. And Andrea Knowlton with us is Strength at Home Coordinator at the Milwaukee VA. They're with us for about 10 more minutes. Groovy, I want to bring up another tension here, and that is the reporting of a service member who has been violent at home, and that putting their career in jeopardy like that. Is there a fear of reaching out for help? Because this could put a family's military benefits on the line. It could have a major financial impact on the family. And I'm wondering if that is another barrier for reaching out for help.
From what I've seen with people that I work with and some students that I kind of mentor, in a sense, it is a barrier, in a sense that where they don't want anyone in their business, in the, you know, and they don't want to just tell anything, because sometimes those can have some effects on their employment. However, I tell people, please reach out to your supervisors and other folks if something happens, to the point where they can actually help you get the resources to be able to do that, because people are scared to have anything happen to them. But if something happens to you and you don't say anything, then you tend to get into, you know, to me, more trouble, because if a company finds out about something like this here and you kind of embarrass them, in a sense, and embarrass yourself, they tend to look down on that. So if you do go approach someone, they will be able to walk you through the steps to be able to get the proper help and resources that you need.
I wonder for you, Groovy, you know, you mentioned May 3rd, 2020, but were there triggering moments leading up to that? Or was it kind of like a light switch when you realized you needed help?
It was a triggering moment, but over the years, although I was seeking help, I wasn't properly diagnosed, in a sense, right? And so I didn't have the proper medicines or anything like this, or the treatments that I had wasn't geared towards specific issues that I had with PTSD. Because at first I was just given a diagnosis of generalized anxiety. But then once this happened, although it was embarrassing and I was afraid from my family and myself, it was actually a good thing that happened. And I say that because now I was able to get the help that I need to be able to not be aggressive, to be able to be assertive when I talk to my wife or my children, and be able to actually express how I felt and actually understand how they felt. So it's been a life-saving treatment for myself and my family. And my family said that they noticed a difference in me, because I don't get triggered as often. I think through things. And if we do have a discussion about something that can get heated, we take timeouts to actually calm the situation down, to be able to actually have the conversation without it turning into a negative way.
Andrea, what are you hearing here from Groovy as he finds way more tools in the toolbox, if you will, on communicating and handling moments that could be flare-ups?
Yeah, I mean, I chuckle a little when he says about the feelings piece, because anytime in group when we talk to the veterans about, you know, expressing their feelings, you see the looks on people's faces. You know, because we really talk about common reactions to trauma, and oftentimes people don't really know what those are. And one thing is avoidance, right? So it's a common way of managing trauma-related pain. And you want to avoid reminders of events and try to push away those feelings and thoughts, right? So that can lead to emotional numbness. And so it's difficult for relationships because emotions help couple feel close to one another. And so if you can't express that, then that kind of, it contributes to that divide in the relationship.
Why does combat and war zone trauma make veterans more susceptible, more likely to assume that people are trying to harm them, more defensive, more angry?
Well, I think that after someone's experienced an event, the person often has unwanted thoughts of what happened, and they may think that someone is maybe not paying attention. When in fact the person's just distracted with upsetted memories. So all of these different factors can be part of that.
When you're in that group session with other veterans, is there some power knowing that other people are walking this path as well, that you're in a group where people around you are opening up about something that is really hitting home for you as well?
Yeah, that's very powerful because a lot of times we think that we're alone and that no one understands us and somebody is here. So once we learn that someone else is having that situation, it kind of brings us together to be able to show support for that person, let them know that they're not alone. And then in turn, we all feel, and this is what I noticed in the group that I was in, because it's a group of guys, and we was from all over the state as well, never met each other. And we all, in turn, was there to help and support one another and hear their story. And it kind of resonated of some of the things that we were going through as well. So it helps out a whole bunch. And it just made me feel at home. You know?
Do you still maintain some connections with this group?
I do not. Mm-hmm. I wish I could reach out to a couple guys because we chuckled in class a bunch of times. Like, man, like, too bad you live so far away, because maybe we can hang out or something like that and just go fishing or something like this here. So, it was just great to meet those guys for the 12 weeks that we were in, because it just made me feel at home.
Groovy Cocroft, Assistant Director, UW-Milwaukee's Military and Veterans Resource Center, retired in 2007 after a 20-year military career. Andrea Knowlton is with us, the Intimate Partner Violence Assistance Program Coordinator and Strength at Home Program Coordinator for the Milwaukee VA Medical Center. You can join in with your thoughts. What's coming up for you? 800-642-1234. Andrea, Groovy just brought up something that to me is really interesting, and is that, you know, military families, they move a lot. They live all over. You know, it's one relocation after another. And there, to me, there is isolation in that, in knowing some military families, because it feels like you could just, once you start to set down roots and find resources, you're off to the next base. And I'm wondering if that is a challenge as you work with people through these types of issues.
I haven't found it with technology today. I mean, really, we have been able to, for my program, we've really been able to connect people from all different areas that maybe would not have necessarily gotten the treatment prior, because we can do these virtually. And so people who don't have the ability to travel to their local VA are now able to receive these services. So I actually see it improving.
Groovy, I'm going to be able to give you the last word here. And I know this is a program that really promotes accountability for behavior. What does that look like for your life and the way you are leading it now?
Yeah, like I said before, this was actually a game changer for me as far as learning to actually know who I am. Because I know you made a couple of points earlier in the broadcast about some of the anger issues and stuff like this here that we have. A lot of times in the military, when you're a combat veteran or just in the military in general, we learn to kind of use, not everyone, but a lot of us use our anger as a way to actually do our job, in a sense, because you have to have that fight or flight response. And then once you get done doing all these different things, it's kind of hard to shut that off because you're just training it for years, you know. And so I just want to tell people to be able to please reach out to someone to be able to get this type of help, because it helps you actually tap into things that has been suppressed for so many years as far as like your feelings. And, you know, so I just want people to know that please reach out to Andrea and get this help, because it
help is out there. Yes.
It's a game changer for me. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you both for joining us. James Groovy Cocroft, Assistant Director of UW-Milwaukee's Military and Veterans Resource Center, completed Strength at Home program last year. Andrea Knowlton, Strength at Home program coordinator. News update is next here on the Ideas Network.